This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We begin this Monday with a stock quote, ticker symbol MHP, the McGraw-Hill Companies Incorporated, off almost 14% at the close, and you can blame it all on McGraw-Hill's subsidiary, the credit ratings agency Standard & Poor's. There are reports today that the Department of Justice and a whole mess of state attorneys general as well are set to file suit, perhaps this week, charging S&P with fraudulently rating mortgage bonds in the lead-up to the financial crisis. Evan Perez is covering the story for The Wall Street Journal. Evan, it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I don't know if anybody's checked the calendar, but it's been now 5 years since the financial crisis really got going. Where have the Justice Department been on this?
It's a very good question. It's a question that has been asked repeatedly, and it seems like nobody is paid for what happened in 2007 and 2008 with the collapse of the financial markets. So that's been something that the Justice Department, I think, has felt a lot of pressure on. They haven't been able to bring any criminal charges, in part because they say a lot of the behavior that brought the financial crisis was risky and stupid, but perhaps not illegal. Yeah. So instead, what they've been pursuing is trying to figure out how to bring civil charges, which is what they're doing with S&P.
Why S&P only? As you said, there were a bunch of other rating firms out there giving these things AAAs as well.
I think this is what we'll hear is that the Justice Department is still looking at the other firms. They started the S&P inquiry earlier than they did others. And so this, I think, is the beginning of what you might see a wider effort.
The traditional defense for the ratings companies the past couple of years when these kinds of cases have been brought by other people has been First Amendment defense, that they have the right to say whatever they like about the status of these bonds. Where's that going to go? Because that's just fascinating, right?
Well, yes, that's interesting. I mean, it's also what the Justice Department, I think's view is, you know, your First Amendment is fine, but if you are proposing that that certain bonds have a AAA rating, and you're selling these services based on this idea that, you know, that you know what you're talking about. So I think their allegation is that there was some fraud involved in this.
If I'm your average homeowner out there, is this of interest to me other than sheer news value?
Well, I mean, it does appear that, you know, around the country, you do have this sentiment that what happened in 2007 and 2008 has not been punished, that the government hasn't done enough, and that this could happen again. I think the Justice Department, I think, is trying to make the point that, indeed, you know, they're on the ball on this.
What has S&P said about this so far today?
Well, they say the action is without merit, that they're going to fight these charges. And I think, you know, this is going to be tested. I think I don't know that that we know how this is going to turn out.
Evan Perez at The Wall Street Journal. Evan, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
All right, two more things about this story before we move on. One, S&P parent company McGraw-Hill is itself a subsidiary, in this case of Warren Buffett's firm, Berkshire Hathaway. Also, from the New York Times, this tidbit that prosecutors could be seeking $1 billion or more in damages. McGraw-Hill's profits last year, $911 million. So that's not going to work out too well.